Star FM's Tommy and Candy.
This weekend on Saturday at around lunchtime, I was out with my gran for lunch and I got a text from a girlfriend who works in the media saying, oh my God, the saddest news has just hit the bulletins. Charlotte Dawson has taken her own life. Now, Charlotte Dawson, if you don't know who she is, she was on Australia's Next Top Model. She's been in the media game for the last 20 years, originally from New Zealand, and Australia have adopted her as our own.
Yeah.
She's had a very public and a very long battle with depression and anxiety and a lot of issues and a lot of demons that she's tried to deal with. 2 years ago, she did have a really big issue with trolls and on Twitter and on all different types of social media, and she did try and take her life, but thank God she pulled through. This time it wasn't the case. Now, I went through back and found there are, honestly, hundreds of videos of her on YouTube discussing publicly, trying to actually discuss the issues surrounding these sort of topics.
I mean, it's a negative thing that's happening to her, and she obviously seen that as an opportunity to share and talk about the importance of how much effect trolling online can have on people.
Absolutely. Now, she got involved with a group called the Brave Community a little while ago, and here's just a little snippet of the video she helped put together.
I'm Charlotte Dawson. I'm 46, and I'm a broadcaster. During high school in my years, it was called teasing. And nowadays, I think people are realising that people that try to diminish others are probably recognised as bullies. Sometimes with bullying, you do feel so demoralised and so diminished that you just don't know where to turn. Nowadays, we know that being teased can go a little bit further because people have online personas as well, where they can make those taunts a lot stronger. They can use a lot stronger language, a lot more threatening language. So it's sort of a double whammy, and it's become a lot more dangerous because of the online world.
I've popped that video up on our Twitter page, and you can find the full video up there. And it's just one of many, many videos that she's done over the years. But you know, Tommy, I have to say, last week when we were having this rap battle with Briggs, which was all in fun, it was a fun, jovial situation. A lot of people didn't know that we really were having a bit of fun with it, and there was lots and lots of comments across our social media that were trolling type comments.
Yeah, I mean, some pretty negative stuff. But and I think you can tell when something's in fun, but people do take it seriously. But then the internet is a place where people would say stuff that they wouldn't say to your face
and
because
the
they're
problem.
Behind a keyboard.
Absolutely, that's
I know
the
it
problem.
Hit you a bit harder than me. I actually will admit I didn't really read half the stuff that was said, and that's my way of dealing with it. What'd they say?
Which was really smart of you. And I know a lot of people have come out saying, well, you know, if you're in the media and people are saying mean things, just don't read it. You can't not read it. It's your social media page. You want to interact with it. I pulled up. There were lots of trolling comments that came through over the last couple of days, but I have to read one to you by a girl by the name of Christy wrote on our page and said, I only caught a little bit of what actually went on this morning, but listening to this has reminded me why I never listened to Tommy and Candy. Candy's an idiot. Tommy I can handle. Briggs I can sort of handle, but Candy, no. Now, she wrote that, and of course I'm going to take that offensively. My job is to talk on the radio and you know, be a great person in the community, and I'm going to be upset that there's someone that thinks I'm an idiot. I have to say, though, a couple of posts later, a girl by the name of Kelly said, hey, Christy, those are really harsh words. I've met Candy, and she's lovely. Now, in that scenario, I'm really lucky because there was someone else. I can't go on and comment to this other girl who said something nasty.
Well, that can fuel the fire and
exactly.
just keep posting.
So in that scenario, it was really nice to have someone else who had my back in that situation. Yeah. I went, you know what? You don't actually know what you're talking about. But at the end of the day, there's not going to be someone who's going to follow up a negative comment with a positive one every time. And people who have social media accounts are people. At the end of the day.
But also, Christy, whatever her name is, likes a fan page of our radio station and then dishes out abuse. It's like, that does not make sense. Why are you're not friends with them in person? Why would you like their fan page and then do that? I mean, that's just an example, and it makes me angry because she doesn't know you, she doesn't know what you're about, but this is exactly what happened to Charlotte Dawson.
And this
and
is it.
She
and
felt
the
like the only situation
worse,
and the only thing that she could do was take her own life, and it probably wasn't all because of the bullying. There's other factors to it, but it's one of the major contributors to her death.
Yeah, and you know what? There are some of the things that they said to her. They pretty much said to her, go die, go kill yourself. Mm. They said this to her. How does that make a human being feel? Do you know, our very own Jules Lund has started a bit of a campaign called #ZeroTolerance. We 100% support that one too. It's one great way to try and combat this issue. Of course, if you yourself are going through difficult times, you can get in touch with a whole variety of places beyond Blue Blue, Headspace, Kids Helpline, or of course Lifeline on 13 11 14. But I can say hashtag zero tolerance. I am 100% behind. Guys, let's stamp this out.
Chat with Tommy and Candy anytime. Call them in the Star FM studio on 13 12 16.